Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org.
Cornell University held its commencement this past weekend, which also meant the semester came to an end for 62 Puerto Rican students who came to Ithaca because they couldn't continue college at home. Cornell offered the opportunity due to devastation from Hurricane Maria that closed University of Puerto Rico campuses. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on what both the students and the Cornell community gained from the experience.
As you might imagine, the two students I met had some obvious first impressions when they got to the Cornell campus in Ithaca.
I'm just going to straight up say, like, the first thing I had to cope with was the weather. You know, my mother was like, you better prepare yourself because you do know that's, like, upstate New York. So, like, the weather is going to be, like, extremely cold over there.
The middle of nowhere was my first impression. It's really cold. And
Jose de Jesus Zendri and Andrea Valdez Valderrama took Cornell up on an offer to come after Hurricane Maria pillaged the island. It left many of the University of Puerto Rico campuses devastated, damaged, flooded out with moldy classrooms and offices, and no power. Cornell offered to pay tuition, room and board, and offer other help for a semester. Provost Mike Kotlikoff explains they wanted to help make sure some students didn't have an interruption in their education.
You can imagine when you're in the middle of your studies and then you take a break, you really have to back up, relearn some of what you learned before. So that was part of the thinking of trying to make this obviously traumatic event, trying to make a small difference there.
Andrea took the opportunity.
So pre-hurricane, the island was already beat up financially, socially. It was already in a really deplorable state. The thing is that the hurricane unveiled a lot of it. It unveiled a lot of corruption. It unveiled a lot of what was going on with the electric system. It unveiled a lot of weaknesses that were already present, but it exploited it. And it just made what was already weak worse.
They had to apply, just like any student, right down to recommendation letters, which were challenging to come by with professors not having offices or any consistent communication. When Jose got here, he wanted to fit in as best he could, like many of the University of Puerto Rico students.
I did, like, the first day of my class, I just wanted to let you know I'm a UPR student. You have a UPR student in your classroom, and I don't want you guys to pity me or anything, or just be like, oh, he's like the hurricane boy, just, you know, be nice to him. Or I just want to, you know, the same academic expectations as well as other students, right? I don't want to be pitied here because I am from the relief program.
Both say the campus was incredibly welcoming with community luncheons, a student host assigned to each, and help with clothing, bus passes, and the like. But there were also challenges. Jose and Andrea found the academics quite rigorous. And if you've been on the Cornell campus, well, when I was there with Jose, he agreed it's immense.
How did you get used to just the size of the campus and getting around?
Walking has been like a hassle because I live like super far away. You know where the commons are?
Yeah.
So I live like 5 minutes away from the commons. So imagine just how far away. I've literally had to be like super strict with like different bus schedules because I depend on the bus to get around, honestly.
He took classes in art history, Latin American art, and digital communications, and other opportunities opened up while he was here.
A professor actually invited me to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So I spent all Saturday on New York City, which was really nice. We actually got to see some art pieces that we discussed in class, and that really was a nice experience, going to the museum with my professor and my other classmates. It was nice.
Jose says his parents' homes did not get the worst of the hurricane, but remembers with power out, food shortages, and gas lines, things were bad. In fact, he admits to feeling a little guilty about being here.
You know, things were, like, pretty bad when I left. And I even felt, like, a little bad, like, leaving my family, you know, in all that mess that was occurring. But I'd say things have gotten a little bit better, but I know even though I'll be back in a few weeks, still, some things are still gonna be like pretty messy.
Like, I'm a bit conflicted about being here sometimes because I think about communities back home, but I also think that somebody has to wake some people up in terms of, I'm here to start a conversation. I'm not doing nothing. I'm trying to get people to understand Puerto Rico. I'm trying to do my own kind of labor here. And I think that everybody has their part to play. For me, being here is taking this opportunity that was given to me that I earned and saying, all right, I'm going to be here, but I'm going to bring back something too.
Andrea says there are presentations she's learned to take home, and she can see a future role in helping the island culturally because of her experiences at Cornell. She also found herself to be a catalyst for change among the local Cornell students.
When they confront me, when they see me, they can't escape the topic. Like, they can't, like, I tell them I'm from Puerto Rico, and they're like, oh, how's it going down there? And they're forced to just open the dialogue about it. And I've seen that through that dialogue, people learn about my country in a way that maybe they hadn't learned about it before. Maybe they hadn't experienced what it was like to, they obviously, a lot of people didn't experience what it was like to be in the hurricane or have family that was going through the hurricane. So for them to be able to meet me, they were able to empathize maybe a little bit more with the situation. They were able to learn about more of the personal aspects of the situation.
Provost Kotlikoff believes that after the logistics of housing and meals, planning classes and getting books, the students all embraced it despite all they'd been through.
I did get a sense of overwhelming gratitude and warmth of the students and learned a lot about their struggles. Many of them still had no electricity. They talked about their towns, their parents, their relatives, really suffering in a way that many of us have difficulty understanding.
It didn't only benefit the students from Puerto Rico. The Cornell community gained in several ways.
The sense of giving back, if you will, and helping others in need, but also the impact on us of hearing the struggles of others, hearing and seeing how individuals met those struggles, and response of the community. It is something that brought the community together.
He describes people knitting sweaters and gloves for the students and a GoFundMe page raising $58,000 for their needs. Andrea and Jose, along with their peers, are on their way back to Puerto Rico. Kotlikoff wonders about what they left behind and how the entire operation said something to all involved.
People are looking out for fellow Americans. We did talk about how this might influence the students in terms of thinking about this outreach in the future and paying that forward to other students and others around them in the future. And I think that mindset, that ethos, I certainly hope that sticks with the students that were here.
For sure. I have grown so much as a person. I've grown as a student. I've grown mentally. I've really expanded what I thought I knew.
Andrea is an English literature major and hopes to go on to get a PhD in minority studies, perhaps at Cornell. She envisions telling stories that can bridge the gaps between other people.
And I've questioned a lot about myself, my identity. I've questioned a lot about Puerto Rico and its situation. I've questioned a lot about being a Latina, you know, about being somebody here versus being in Puerto Rico, to see a variety of cultures, to see a variety of just knowledge per se is amazing to me. And I've had to go out of my comfort zones and I've had to adapt. And I think that that will be really useful to me eventually.
Jose knows he's headed back to an island still in the grips of the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, but he has a way to reflect back on the past 5 months.
This is like my silver lining from Maria, right? Because thanks to this hurricane, I was given the opportunity to come here and study for a semester. Other than that, I'd like to thank the university. You guys have been amazing to all UPR students, and this is literally an experience I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this story and other local news, check out our website at WAER.org.